Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's cold. We got the space heater on. Bear with us. Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm David Streepy.
And I'm Becky Streepy. This week on the show, we're talking about meaty carne asada and vegan options at Donnie's Donuts. We'll also try the new Space Dunk Oreos.
Donnie, you made a donut.
Donnie did a donut.
Ooh.
That's a, never mind.
Donnie did a donut.
Oh.
Hey, Donnie.
Oh, Donnie.
Donnie did a little donut.
Clean that up.
Oh, Donnie.
Donnie.
Did you see the donut that Donnie did?
How dare you, Donnie.
We actually liked Donnie's donuts.
We did.
And we met Donnie, and Donnie was very nice.
He's so nice.
So I don't know why we're doing this to Donnie. It did turn into... It started... Did it start nice? I can't even remember.
It was a long road. It actually wasn't a long road. It was a quick descent into whatever that was.
I like to do this to kind of cull the herd at the front of the podcast.
If you're still listening, you're right. A true fan.
Yeah. We'll get you.
Don't worry. At some point. You'll get bored too.
Yeah.
But stay with us for now.
I prefer a listener being bored than a listener being like disgusted, or you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather you opt out of like an atrophy.
Because you're like,
protest. Yeah. Hey, so little life update for me to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you live on the pod. This is my last episode.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Jesus.
It was just
Dave.
Believable enough. Right? Still with it. I wouldn't do that to you.
No.
In front of everybody.
In front of all these people.
Yeah. Now, a little life update for me. You do know about this because you were there.
Oh.
I went skating on Friday night.
Yeah, you did.
Well,
I was medium there.
You were there.
We rode there together.
Right. You didn't ditch me completely. Half ditched me. 75% ditched me.
I ditched you in the way that I ditch everyone that I go skating with.
That's not true. Because you're a little Nancy Noodle with everybody else. You're weaving your way in and out.
I just got to say hi to everybody, and then yeah. I got work to do.
Yeah, well, my hesitation was that I don't really feel like I skated. I was up on skates.
You skated.
I was upright on my skates, and I moved from a place to another place.
Yeah.
But sometimes I would try to stay still, and I'd be moving. Sometimes I'd try to be moving, and I'd stay still.
Yeah.
But I didn't fall.
The whole thing is skating. All of that is skating.
I didn't
Except
fall.
The not falling, I'm shocked by.
Well, you got to try hard to fall.
Yeah, I do think that...
You got to push yourself.
There's kind of two schools of thought about that, I feel like, in the skate community. And I'm like in the middle, I think. Like, there's some people who think if you're not falling, you're not working hard enough.
Yeah.
And some people feel like that attitude is extreme.
Yeah.
I feel like... Falling is just part of it. I do feel like when I'm trying new stuff, I'm falling.
Yeah.
But also, I enjoy when hitting a plateau. There's like when I hit a plateau with skating, I'm kind of coming out of it now.
Okay. And to be clear, your plateau is like 10,000 feet in the air. Like airplanes are hitting you.
It's really not. But like where I knew enough stuff where I could kind of, you know, dance around and like do things. Mm-hmm. But there were also was a lot. There's so much I don't know how to do.
Mm.
But I was able to kind of rest on the skills that I had worked hard and drilled. Like, so you drill, unlock stuff like going backwards or transitioning or whatever. And then you've got those skills.
Yeah.
And I kind of plateaued where for a long time I was just doing the stuff that I had worked hard to figure out, but I wasn't working on anything new really.
Yeah.
And now I'm back to drilling. And I feel like during that drilling phase, that's when you're falling because you're trying new stuff. You're pushing your body. Your muscles get tired when you do that. And that's when you fall.
I feel like, well, I'm going to turn the space heater off because it's hot now. So I'm going to do that. Here comes the beep, everybody. It was loud, too.
Yeah.
It was loud. I was cold. I was cold. Go ahead.
I tried to explain to him that it would be very loud.
But I knew it was going to be loud, but I was very cold.
Yeah.
And I talked you into it. Mm-hmm. And we turned it on. And then this is me. This is good.
This is growth.
But I was like, you have to. This is not growth. This is just me telling you that you were right.
And that's growth.
And but you're like gloating, which is... You are the one who needs to grow if that's how you handle being right. Let me tell you, as somebody who's right 99% of the time, gloating.
But I'm never right, and so it's fun to soak in it when I am.
Gloating is an ugly hat to wear on the outfit of right.
Oh.
That's right.
That's good. That's a t-shirt.
It is a t-shirt.
Toeheads, look out for that in our... Get that on a mouse pad.
Yeah. What the fuck are we doing? So my point... Okay, I don't have a point, but my reaction to what you're saying,
yeah,
I think there are people who are like that about life. I'm making a big circle gesture with my finger,
yeah,
like all the way around. Like the people who are like, in my life, I've failed more times than I've succeeded. Like these are successful people that are saying that,
right?
The background is that, or the subtext is that you need to be failing a lot. You need to be trying so much that you're failing a lot because that's the only way you're going to be successful.
Yeah.
I think that's a really toxic way of looking at the world.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that that's a toxic way of skating development or anything like that. But I think if that is your worldview,
mm-hmm.
it really diminishes some people don't succeed.
Right.
Some people just try and fail. And it really like belittles those people, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not always their fault that they failed.
Yeah.
You know? Which it's not the point that I think you're making. I'm not trying to clap back at your point. But it scratches it like that. That mentality has always kind of bothered me. And I see it more in a corporate sense as well, where that's a little bit more compartmentalized. Because if you're trying and failing and you're in a corporate environment, you're trying and failing with somebody else's money, which is much easier playground to play in.
Yeah. Certainly easier than falling on your face.
Sure, sure. But here's the other thing. Like, I heard a lot like, hey, what are you working on? Hey, what are you working on? Which I thought was a really cool environment to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And right now in my skating journey, I'm working on staying up and I'm working on like thinking about where I want to go
mm-hmm.
and being able to go there without thinking about it. Like, like my effort is to be comfortable on skates to where I could like go and skate on the belt line. But I think like I kind of want to plateau there. I don't know that I always want to be in a state where I'm trying to work on something or improve on something. Like I just want to be comfortable on it. Maybe I'll be that way when I get there.
Yeah.
And want more. But I really like when I picture success for me on roller skates, mm-hmm. it's like just being competent on skates.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like riding a bike.
That's the great thing about a hobby is it can be whatever you want.
Yeah.
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 I agree. I feel like I did that for a long time. I was like, I'm on the belt line. I'm doing fine. I fall sometimes because rocks are mean.
Mm-hmm.
But then I kind of started to get a little bit bored. And now, and then I was like, okay, it's time to unlock some new things.
Mm. Gotcha.
Keep it interesting, you know? I was like, all I do is skate forward, skate backwards, transition back forth. It's time to learn some new, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mix it up, you know?
Yeah. I just want to hang out.
I love that.
I just like hanging out.
I love when you come hang out with us. It was really fun.
I feel like I cramped your style.
You didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't at all.
I feel like I did.
You didn't. I barely saw you, first of all, so I don't know how you
I did not let you cramp my style.
I don't know how you could have cramped my style. We laced up. I introduced you to like three people, and then I was like, bye.
Yeah.
So I don't think I could have. And the kid also was like, peace out. I would stop every once in a while and be like, there's Dave, there's the kid. Everything's cool. And then keep going.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it is, I feel like, because we're all working on our own thing.
Yeah. And I think like in a hobby space, I really like the push that everybody, the push is the wrong word, encouragement that everybody gives to like develop.
Yeah. It's just a very like chill, positive, mm-hmm. encouraging space.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see why I have gravitated towards it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Everybody was very nice.
They're all so nice.
Except that one person.
What?
I'm just kidding.
What person? Who was mean to you?
I won't name them. I won't even tell you who they were. They came up behind me. I didn't even see them. Mm-hmm. And they whispered in my ear, you shouldn't be here.
Oh, well, that guy's always doing that. Don't take it personal.
That was a guy?
Oh, yeah. He does that to everybody.
Are you sure it was a guy?
Yeah.
I think we're thinking about different people.
Oh, gosh. There's two of them.
Ooh. Got a fox in the hen house.
Ooh. You heard it here first, kids.
Do hen houses get foxes? Is that a thing?
I think if there's a fox in the hen house that the fox broke in.
Right. Is that what foxes... Is that...
Are foxes
known for breaking into hen houses and eating the hens?
I don't know.
Doesn't seem very foxy to me. Like fox-like. A weasel. Fucking weasel. Weasel in the hen house. Yes.
Sure.
Human in the hen house.
Oh, that's a big problem.
A lot of them.
Yeah. Get out of there.
Bigger hen houses.
Let's dismantle the hen house. That's what we really need to do.
Cobra in the hen house.
That's a problem for everybody.
Cobra stealing the eggs.
Is that right? I don't know what cobras eat.
Is that right?
Is that what cobras eat? Do cobras eat eggs?
What do king cobras eat? 11 foods in their diets. I don't know what you're doing over there, but...
Cobras eat a variety of prey, including mammals, birds, snakes, lizards, frogs, and fish. Okay, so they would be eating the hens.
Okay. But, okay. Hens are big.
Yeah.
Cobras are small.
Are they? I've never seen one in real life, only in the movies.
I've only seen cartoon cobras. Yeah. And they're big snakes, but small world creatures.
Yeah.
When you think about world creatures.
But can they unhinge their jaws like pythons can?
Yeah, like I can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The cobra. Let's break it down.
Yes.
You got bugs. What's smaller?
Oh, wow. We're really.
What's smaller than a bug?
I don't know.
We're going to stay at the
let's start
atomic level and above.
Okay. I don't know. Like
amoeba.
Amoeba.
Okay.
Paramecium.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. You're doing great. You're good at this. As reluctant as you are to do this, you're very good at it.
Some fifth grade
science. All right. So let's start at bugs.
Okay.
You got bugs. Bugs are the smallest things in the world, objectively.
Yeah. But some of them the most mighty, like mosquitoes and ants and stuff.
Sure. Bigger than a bug.
Like mice. I had a dream that I was staying in a hotel that was full of these mini miniature mice, and they were so cute. Oh. And it wasn't usually...
Yeah.
I don't love a swarm of anything. A swarm of anything terrifies me. It could be a cute mice. It could be too many. It's too many.
What about a swarm of kisses from your sweetie on Valentine's Day?
Oh, well, I would love that.
Okay.
But there were these little teeny weeny mice, and they were so cute. Meep, 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 meep. And they were everywhere. And they were cute. And I wasn't scared. I was charmed by them in a dream. In real life, I would be out of there. But in the dream, I thought they were really sweet and cute.
I had a dream two nights ago that we were at Meow Wolf and we lost our son and we didn't find him.
Oh my God.
Disappeared at Meow Wolf. Like it was a taken scenario. I don't think it was a taken scenario because I think we had verified like that he couldn't have left the facility. So he was in there. He was just lost. And like lots of time went by, like days, weeks, and nobody could find him.
Goodness.
Like that.
That's a very Meow Wolf scenario, too.
Yeah, that's very Omega Mart. Like, it's kind of the thing.
He got sucked into a portal.
Spoilers for Omega Mart, retroactively.
Sorry.
Then last night, I had a dream that I was in Midtown Atlanta, and a really terrible storm had come. The storm was, like, destroying things. And the whole city was on 10th Street trying to evacuate. And we were, it was just a cluster in 10th Street. And nobody was going anywhere because there was so much confusion that nobody could figure out, like, which direction to go.
It was a swarm. You were in a swarm of people.
Yeah. Yeah. And then some of our friends from California were there.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Like, they had chosen to visit Atlanta, and they were like, this is why I don't come.
Allie, bad timing.
Allie wasn't there.
What?
No. Daphna was there.
Daphna. Make better choices.
Yeah. Daphna, don't come to Atlanta. We'll come to you.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Bold. No, Daphna, we would love for you to come to Atlanta.
If you want to, but don't feel like you have to.
We'll go to the Firm Bank with the kiddos. It'll be cute.
So I don't know what's going on. Two big anxiety dreams.
Yeah.
Two early wake-ups. I got up early.
That was today?
The Midtown storm one was today. The Meow Wolf one was Friday night.
Gotcha.
Today's Sunday.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So we got mice. Okay. You got bugs and then you got mice. There's nothing between those?
Well, my mice were tiny. They were a little bit.
Okay. So you got bugs and small mice.
Yeah.
And then you've got, what do you have between small mice and big mice?
Between small mice and big mice?
Wait, you forgot amphibians, like a frog. Frog is smaller than a small mice.
Oh, yeah.
But bigger than a bug. But not bigger than a big bug is the problem.
I feel like the way that we're classifying animals is maybe not the most scientific. By size?
Show me a more scientific method of categorizing small mice, animals in the world. And I'll adhere to it. I'll adopt it
small
instantly.
Small mice, frogs, guinea pigs.
Bugs.
Rabbits.
Small mice, frogs, big mice, guinea pigs.
Rabbits.
Rabbits. Where's snakes? You shot right past snakes. The whole reason that we're asking.
Well, I think a snake's bigger than a rabbit. I mean,
lengthwise, yes, a snake is longer than a rabbit. But if you balled up a snake, that's the only fair way to do this. If you took the snake and compressed it into a sphere, like a ball.
Don't do that.
No, it would be comfortable. A comfortable ball.
It would hurt the snake.
A comfortable snake. A comfortable ball. If you rolled the snake into a comfortable ball. Mm-hmm. Come on. You're just looking at me. If you roll the snake into a comforter ball, the comforter ball is going to be bigger than a guinea pig, smaller than a rabbit, I would argue.
Depends on the snake.
Of course it depends on the snake. I'm talking about a regular snake.
Are you talking about a cobra? Because cobras is how this began.
I'm talking about a cobra is a snake. A python is a big snake.
Okay.
A baby snake is a small snake.
Like a garden snake or something.
Or a baby python. They all start out small.
Yeah.
It's not like they start out being the big size snake that they are.
Honestly, you could tell me anything about what snakes do. I have no idea.
Have you ever seen a baby snake?
Probably not.
Very cute.
Yeah?
Very cute. I don't know where they go wrong, but it doesn't last long.
Oh.
Yeah.
Snakes stay... Okay.
You know what I like?
What?
Those yellow snakes.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty.
Yeah.
The yellow and black ones?
No.
With like the black
the yellow
belly.
And bright yellow ones.
Oh, yeah.
They're the ones that people wear around their necks. Probably not okay to do that. Well, if it's a pet, whatever.
Yesterday on the Beltline, I saw a lady wearing... It wasn't one of those yellow ones. It was like brown and white, like maybe a python or something. But this usually the snake people on the Beltline, the snake is kind of draped. This snake was wrapped around in like a scarf.
Are you sure
like
this
a
lady
hipster
was...
scarf. And she was just walking.
Are you sure she wasn't being attacked by an ugly snake?
I did wonder why she was blue, but she seemed fine.
She kept saying, help, help. And I was like, is that the snake's name?
Yep.
I'm joking. The snake is constricting me. That's the other thing. Constrictors are fucked up. Let's move on. So we went to breakfast. Had a little date.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know what the circumstances... Oh, a sleepover.
Sleepover.
So we had no kid in the morning. We woke up and we went to Bomb Biscuits for breakfast. And when we went to Bomb Biscuits, we looked across the street, Highland Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia. We looked across the street. And in the ground floor of the building that was our first apartment together, Highland Walk, was a new restaurant called Donnie's Donuts. And I said, baby, we should get some of those donuts.
Yes.
And what did you say?
I said, they don't have anything vegan because I had passed them driving one day and but I wasn't driving. So I had looked them up and their website doesn't list a single vegan option.
Nary a vegan option.
Not a single one. And I was like, so forget it. So there's no point even going inside.
It's hopeless.
It's hopeless. And Dave was like, well, we have nothing but time and it's sprinkling and our table's not ready. So why don't we just pop in there?
I believe my words were never say never.
And you were right. You were so right to say that.
Yeah, I'm constantly encouraging and inspiring you with phrases like that.
So we went inside and we were like, hey, do you have any vegan donuts?
Guess what they said?
They had so many.
Yeah.
They had their base cake donut is vegan. And then they had three toppings options that were vegan. Or you could get the base cake donut with sugar or cinnamon sugar on it.
I hate to do this on the air.
No, please do it.
I gotta correct you.
Please do.
I hate correcting you.
I know. It hurts you.
It hurts me.
I can see you.
To point out the smile.
He's practically doubled over right now.
Gloating smile that I have is a grimace of pain.
Yeah.
It is not their default cake donut.
It's not.
Their vegan donut is an apple fritter.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
So even better.
Yeah.
You're right.
So
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
What is it they call it? They call it their vintage donut. That's their vintage donut is the base one. So the apple fritter in our case with either sugar or cinnamon sugar. And he was saying they put the hot donut in the sugar and the sugar will like kind of caramelize.
Yeah.
But our eyes were drawn to what they called their like modern donuts.
Uh-huh.
Which were the ones with all the fancy toppings.
Yeah.
And we got the caramel apple, the French toast, and the Samoa, which is based on the Girl Scout cookie with caramel, coconut, and chocolate.
Yeah, which slight, top. Sorry.
Go on.
Slight detour. It kills me that there is not a vegan Samoa.
Oh, it is honestly rude.
It's the best Girl Scout cookie.
It is. It's my favorite Girl Scout cookie.
And now all of them have a vegan option, except for the Samoa and one other one.
That we don't care about.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably lemon or some shit.
No, the lemon one is vegan.
I'll never know.
Or they have a vegan one. If you get it from the right bakery, I don't know where we're at with Girl Scout cookies. I kind of lost the thread with them.
Where we're at socially or where we're at?
Vegan-wise. Okay. Like, is it still like there's two bakeries and ABC is vegan and Little Brownie's
Thin Mints. We're burning a whole episode idea. Never mind.
Forget it. Never mind.
See you next week.
Back to donuts. So we got a box with one of each of their vegan fancy donuts. While we were checking out, I also asked them, I said, I don't have room in my belly for a cocoa today, but I'm wondering if your hot chocolate is vegan. And they said that it can be made vegan. They have almond and oat milk, and he said he recommended oat milk because he thought it would be the creamier option. But not only is it vegan, but they make that cocoa mix themselves with artisan cocoa powder and organic sugar, and that's all that's in their cocoa mix. So they just put that in your milk of choice and steam it. So not only is their hot cocoa got vegan options, but it sounds like it's amazing, and I want to get it.
I'm no cocoa enthusiast.
Yeah.
Or expert. The lack of expertise is driven by my lack of enthusiasm.
Right.
But you got to report back when you have that. I am of the opinion that I don't think any of these plant-based milks lends to a deep, rich, hot cocoa experience.
Really?
I think they're all too thin. I think when we talk about it, we talk about the thickest of a thin liquid. The thickest version of a thin liquid. And I think you need a thick hot cocoa.
Yeah, I can see that. So I've seen some options there. The Chocolate Place Chocolato.
Yes.
They do one with, it's just coconut milk. Yes. And it's like, it's full fat coconut milk. It's not the drinking kind.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is rich and thick, but it tastes like coconut, which if you are into that is great. But I don't love a coconut flavor.
Right.
In a scenario, I don't know. I'm picky about when I want coconut and when I don't.
But, and this might be my ignorance showing.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready to get your gloat hat on. Hot chocolate and hot cocoa are two different things, right?
Yeah, they call theirs drinking chocolate. Yes. And I think they don't use cocoa powder. They're also melting their chocolate into the coconut milk.
What they are doing at Chocolatl is like a Willy Wonka level of like, you ever wanted to drink chocolate? Now you can.
Yeah.
It's a drink.
It's decadent. It's small and it doesn't need to be any bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. But what we're talking about with Donnie.
Yeah.
Donnie's doing cocoa. Donnie's doing a big cup that is like on par with a coffee or tea level serving portion, sipping.
Yeah.
You're meant to enjoy it without a stomach ache.
But I've also seen people thicken their hot chocolate with coconut cream. Mm. So you make it with milk, but you also add in some coconut cream.
Yeah.
Not coconut cream, sorry. Cashew cream, okay. Which wouldn't give it as much of a flavor. Yeah. The chocolate and sugar would mask any cashew flavor, really.
Yeah.
So there's that option, too. But yeah, Donnie's Donuts is not doing that. But I want their cocoa, and I'm going to drink it.
Let's talk about the donuts that Donnie did.
Hell yeah.
Donnie did three donuts.
Yeah, he did.
And we cleaned them up, put them in a box, brought them home to eat.
Yeah. We
couldn't wait to bite into the donuts that Donnie did.
So let's start with a caramel apple.
Yeah. Did not like.
Oh, this one. I loved this one. Did you get... My only complaint about the caramel apple was that I wish there had been more of the apple compote because mm-hmm. we were splitting these. So I kind of was cutting little pie slices out to try. And you end up with very little apple in that situation. But I guess either way you would because it's just right in the middle. But I thought the caramel was great. I thought the apple that was there was delightful. I really enjoyed it.
Still looking for that vegan caramel.
Yeah.
Still looking for it. Haven't found it. Nobody's nailed it. Don't even try. Don't even try if you can't.
Yeah. This wasn't a caramel topping. This was like a caramel flavored icing on top.
Yeah.
So it didn't have that pull at all.
Yeah. I'm thinking of, and this is to show you how like unrefined I am. My caramel, my gold standard caramel.
Yeah.
Is that little Kraft cube?
Oh, those are so good. Yeah. It's totally okay for that to be your...
It's that. Mm-hmm. It's Rolo. It's the ooze out of a Rolo.
I feel like Cocomel's gets there on texture, but it tastes like coconut.
I need a vegan Rolo real fucking bad.
Yeah. Like, Cocomel's is trying to do that, but it tastes like coconut.
Yeah. It's not. They're not doing it. See my earlier statement. Don't even try.
I do feel like coconut milk makes a great caramel texture. And if coconut flavor works with what you're doing, it's fine, but it doesn't work with everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't want to taste coconut. I feel like as a vegan, it used to be when I first went vegan, everything was hummus. And I got sick. For a couple of years there, I wasn't eating hummus because I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
All I eat is hummus. And now it's coconut. I'm so sick of it. It's in everything.
Remember that hummus we had last night?
Oh my God. Holy shit. We had the best hummus of our lives last night, and we'll talk about it in a future episode.
Oh, man.
Maybe next week.
Maybe. I don't know. We're busy.
Anyway, next donut. French toast.
I liked it.
It smelled so maple-y, and I wish it had tasted more maple-y.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really good. I also felt like, and I want to say this before we move on, I felt like the base donut was really good.
Yes.
And I wished that I had gotten the vintage style.
Yep.
Because I think I would like to go back and get those and some cocoa.
I was in a situation where caramel apple and French toast both. We got those donuts because those were the flavors that were available.
Yeah.
If there had been 15 flavors, two of which were caramel apple and French toast, would not have even blipped on my radar. Would have been an easy no.
I would have considered caramel apple. I don't know. French toast sounded so good.
The older that I get, the more pointless French toast becomes to me.
What?
It's so like, I'm not saying it's bad. It's just like, what room do I have in my life for French toast?
Yeah.
There's always a better option. At a restaurant, there's always a better option.
I will say that as I get older, when I'm weighing breakfast options, I'm thinking, what do I want in my belly
Yeah.
But also, how am I going to feel in an hour?
Yes.
And French toast, I know yes. it's going to be a pancake feeling.
It looks like it's going to hurt you.
It is. It's going to hurt you. Yeah. French toast, I should make it as dessert.
Yeah.
That's French toast's French, place French in my toast life at this point.
With a scoop of ice cream on top.
Hell yeah.
And a drizzle of chocolate. Mm. This is me drizzling chocolate.
That's good. I like it.
A little loose wrist.
It's a little floppy, but I like it.
This is how much chocolate. It's going all over the
it's
place.
It's everywhere.
Like splashing on my
there's
face.
There's chocolate on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Also, okay. There's raspberries on let's, this French toast. Anyway.
Let's get positive.
Not on the donut on Dave's.
Yeah.
So finally, yeah. The Samoa.
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah.
It was so good. Didn't taste like a Samoa, but I loved it.
Oh, it was good. And this was a case where coconut worked because yes. Samoa has coconut yeah. on it and my mouth wanted coconut.
So good.
Great. Chocolatey, coconutty, delightful. Yeah. I enjoyed all of these. I ate a lot of them.
Your apology tour that you're doing.
Yes, well, I'm saying we're kind of hard on them, but I really enjoyed them. They weren't bad donuts. They just, I feel like flavor-wise, they weren't flavors we would have picked, but like the donut was good. It was a solid donut and we will go back.
You're not cut out for food critique.
They did such a great job with the base donut and they are so nice and yes. like accommodating.
Yes.
When I asked if the cocoa was vegan, like the whole crew in the back mobilized to workshop what everything that's involved and whether it could be made vegan. And they were like,
well,
there was a chatter and then they were like, yes.
Donnie turned to the woman. I did not catch her name.
Mm-hmm.
Lonnie, maybe?
Correct.
Working the coffee area.
Mm-hmm.
Asked her, hey, do you think you can make this with soy milk? And she turned around, she said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, but I do oat milk instead.
And that's he where... said almond, and oh, she yeah, said yeah. oat. Okay. They don't have
okay.
soy.
Okay, all right.
I would have been really excited if they'd had soy. Soy is my favorite.
Just an ugly hat for you to wear.
I don't want anyone to go in there and be like, well, Talking Tofu said you have soy milk.
And they'll be like, who? And the person saying it will be like, I don't know. I forgot. I am glad that Donnie's exists. I think that their donut is very good. I think with any donut shop, you got to be honest about the toppings because that's the thing they can change. If the donut's bad, you're fucked.
Right. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying the donut is good. Yeah. The toppings, not all the toppings that we ordered were right. for us, but the donuts were good.
I bet the donuts available today are different from the ones that we had.
And I'm saying we ate all the donuts. The donuts are gone. They're in our bellies.
I didn't force myself to eat more bites of the ones I didn't like.
You went out on that Saturday night and I ate like most of the donuts yeah. while you were gone.
Yeah.
I don't think the kid got any.
Ugh.
Sorry. Mom of the year.
You are mom of the year.
Oh.
This is Talking Toe News.
Hey, welcome to Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan news and we discuss it. And this week's article is not from AtoZAnimals.com where I pulled up what a king cobra eats. Spoiler alert, they're carnivores. But this one's from Veg News. And it's from our pal Anna Starets-Donetskaya from January 31st, 2024. You gotta give Anna that click. If you're not waking up and wondering how many clicks you can give Anna every morning, I don't know what you're doing with your life. But give Anna this specific click. The headline. This eggless mayo returns after a four-year hiatus. Hiatus? Can it disrupt the $11 billion mayonnaise market?
Wow. Can I guess?
Who do you think I'm talking about?
Just mayo.
Just is back.
And?
Ranch.
Yes!
And?
There's a third one?
All right.
Okay.
If you could just pump your fucking brakes until I get through the headline.
Yes, dear.
Well, I've already gotten through the headline. Okay. But continue to keep your fucking brakes pumped until I get, can we say a quarter of the way through the article?
Why don't you just point to me when it's my turn?
All right. California company Eat Just is best known for Just Egg, and understandably so, as the company has focused most of its resources on popularizing the mung bean-based vegan egg for several years. Eat Just is also a subsidiary of Good Meat, a company known for being the first in the world to gain regulatory approval for its cultivated chicken. But before the chicken and the egg, Anna, you're so good at this, there was Just Mayo, and fans could not get enough of the vegan condiment. But this popular product and Eat Just's entire line was discontinued 4 years ago, leaving fans wondering if they would ever get a taste of the mung-based mayo ever again. This week, Eat Just made dreams come true with its announcement that both Just Mayo and Just Ranch would be making a comeback in not one but two flavors next month at a Whole Foods Market stores nationwide. Not at a Whole Foods Market stores nationwide, at Whole Foods Market stores nationwide. The error is mine, not Anna's. She is flawless.
Hell yeah. Sorry you didn't point at me.
If you could just, please. I know you're excited.
I am. You can tell because you can hear my chair creaking as I wiggle around really in excitement. You really are like. Creak, 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 yeah. Creak, creak. Sorry.
All right. The flavors that we chose to bring back were some of the most popular and have been some of the most requested, so we decided to start there. I keep adding in just because the name of the company is just and it shows up in other adjacent sentences.
Yeah.
So my brain keeps going there. I'm not good at this, but I'm sticking to it. This is the one regular segment that we have on the podcast. I'm just trying very hard.
You're doing great.
Okay.
I know you didn't point at me, but...
All right. I'm not going to blow up Anna's spot. You got to give her the clip. You got to give it a click. But I will tell you that the flavors are both Just Mayo and Just Ranch mm-hmm. will be available in original.
Chipotle. Is that it? Did I get it? You pointed. Am I wrong? Is it Sriracha? Dave.
It's Chipotle.
Yay!
Original and Chipotle.
Ooh, yep. Chipotle Ranch. Let's get it. I want to dip a tater tot.
Matt Riley, Chief Revenue Officer for Eat Just, explained that bringing these products back makes fiscal sense for the company. My job is to sell food products and maximize revenue, Riley said in a statement. I forgot rule number one, continue to sell products that sell really well. I even wrote it down on my desk, but somehow missed it.
This is not a real quote.
It is.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I'm a businessman and business is my business.
I think they're being a little bit... like self-deprecating about it. I think that's good.
That's cute.
Especially Just. They're a volatile company, like in the world.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of sentiment about them. A lot of sentiment about this Just Egg or Just Mayo dropping off and Just Ranch dropping off. I saw on social a couple of weeks or a month ago that they were starting to see the, hey, should we bring it back? Should we bring it back to get a little engagement? People were like, got people frothing about it. And now it's back.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah. $11 billion industry. The mayo. Mayonnaise industry.
I believe it. It's on every sandwich.
So here's the thing. Holy Lord. When Just Mayo first launched, Hellman's parent company, Unilever, took issue with the term mayo, even filing a lawsuit in 2014.
Oh my gosh. I forgot about the mayo wars.
It also named its competing vegan mayo carefully crafted dressing and sandwich spread. The Unilever-owned company has since reneged on the semantics, now opting for vegan mayo on labels of its vegan-certified condiments.
Did they sue themselves when they made that change?
No. And Anna, you are flawless. You are beyond reproach. But I got to ding you here because you included this picture. And this is what got me excited. This is what made me speechless. I'll show you the picture in a minute. There's no text here to describe what's in this picture.
What the fuck?
Do you want to describe this picture?
I'm looking at a picture of three jars of Hellman's vegan mayo, a chipotle, a garlic, good, baconaise, vegan baconaise. Just nothing about that? Just drop that photo with no context?
Just nothing.
I guess she was trying to show an example of the packaging with the word vegan on it. But that needs to be addressed.
It's got
to
be the UK.
UK vegans, get at us and tell us how that was.
And thanks, as always, for listening.
Yes.
So, you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing several times and then got distracted. But here's the real thing. I have started, this is not a health podcast, but no. I've started to be mindful of calories for the first time in my life. Because I want to be mindful of it. I want to go from zero consideration to one consideration. And to do that, you have to introduce the concept of calories. And you have to note how many calories are in something. I'll never give anybody advice on calories. But I am noticing that the amount of calories that I burn in a day, the amount of calories that I eat a day, are two different numbers. Just acknowledging that fact.
Okay.
And then I look at the number of calories that are in mayonnaise.
Oh, don't do that. That just makes you sad. Don't do it.
But I had it on every sandwich. Mm-hmm. And now I put mustard on like half of my sandwiches.
Yeah.
And I'm not having a worse time at all. And it makes the mayo moments that much more special to me. And I am here for it.
This is Talking Toe News.
Do you know how many calories are in bread? We'll be right back after this ad.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, we're back.
Yeah, we are.
What are we eating?
We're going to talk about the meaty carne asada, which we did not eat together, but we ate on the same day.
Did we ate them together?
No, I had skate plans. So I ate my meaty carne asada tacos at 5 p.m. And then I
got everything so that it would be ready to prepare. I sliced up the piece of meaty. It comes in slabs, or it comes in cutlets, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I, to make the tacos, I sliced it into strips, air fried at 350 for 5 minutes. And then I put it on two tacos with like a little bit of a corn and tomato salad and some shredded lettuce.
Yep.
That was dinner. So I made the corn and tomato salad and stuck it in the fridge. Mm-hmm. I cut up the pieces, but I didn't cook yours because I wanted you to have them freshly cooked. I put them in a container.
Yeah.
I gave the air fryer instructions to the kid because you were still working.
He did great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been getting into cooking, so he was really excited about this task. And then I let y'all build the tacos yourselves.
Yeah.
Because I was gone. I was not there.
Right. You had left us.
I was at the ring.
Yes.
That's how we prepared them.
Yeah.
This is, we've talked about meaty brands before. We talked about their chicken. We talked about their steak. This is their carne asada steak.
That's right.
So it's seasoned.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Why don't you tell me what you thought?
So I had it on soft tacos.
Yeah.
And I had it on hard taco.
You did a little mixture. Ooh, nice.
I like to do that. But the hard taco, it never works out right. You always got shell left over.
Huh.
Because you're not filling it all the way up.
Yeah.
So there's a point at which you're just eating an inconvenient chip.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not the carne asada's fault.
No.
I'm going to separate my thoughts on the taco and my thoughts on the meat.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I could have worked harder on the taco. It's not the meat's fault that I didn't work harder on the taco.
Yeah. But I thought the taco was banging.
Okay. Okay. I'm not saying that the ingredients were bad.
My taco was great.
I didn't fill it all the way up with all the other stuff. Like, I put your stuff on it, but I still had like 40% of the space in the taco shell.
Yeah.
And I chose not to fill it up.
Oh, well, yeah, that's on you.
Okay. Stop. Stop.
Oh, so, yeah, we put some cheese on it. Go ahead.
I had cheese on it too. You wouldn't have filled the 40% with cheese.
God, no.
I was shredding lettuce and I only filled up a little bit. And I was like, am I going to go back and shred more lettuce? No, at some point I have to call it and eat the dinner.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, you're judging, though.
I'm not. I wouldn't judge you.
You said it was on me. You said it was my fault. Anyway. Ah! God. I am a meaty stan. I love meaty. I love the classic chicken cutlet.
Yeah.
I love the steak. I think both home runs.
Mm-hmm.
I finally hit a wall.
Really?
I don't like the carne asada.
Okay.
It's seasoned, but boring. The seasoning taints the texture of it, which is the thing I love about the classic cutlet and the steak.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found I didn't dislike it. I just wasn't wild by it. I was like, whatever. You did a lot of work, and you're coming in just a little bit under where you were with the other products.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, I just couldn't tell a difference. I couldn't taste any difference. I took a piece. I kept a piece aside from the taco because I did have like a onion, tomato, corn salad with like lime juice. And I put vegan sour cream and cheese in there. And I wanted to try it on its own too.
Uh-huh.
And it just tasted like the steak to me. So it was good. But like it didn't taste like its whole. It had spices visible. You could see spices on top of it.
Yeah.
But I didn't taste them. Yeah. It just tasted, if this one was on sale and the steak wasn't, I'd get this one.
I wouldn't let you.
Oh. So you felt like it was less good.
I would prohibit you from doing it.
Oh.
No wife of mine is going to buy the carne asada if it's the only meaty product available.
Well, I just felt like it tasted just like the steak.
Yeah. I thought it tasted worse than the steak.
Yeah.
And. Mm-hmm. Their work on it keeps you from putting your work on it. Like, if I want to season a steak, I'll do a better job than that.
Yeah.
But now I got to fight the carne asada to get my seasoning on there.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, this was a miss for me.
Yeah.
I feel like, whatever. The other ones were much better. Just get those.
Yeah, I will say.
But that taco was banging. You should get the steak and do this taco.
The thing about a taco is it lives or dies by how you prepare it. I think let's just agree.
But we did the carne asada steak, sliced it up, air fried it at 350 for 5 minutes. I just used the Beyond Steak air fryer directions.
Oh, that's fair.
And then I diced up a tomato, some red onion and corn with some lime juice and put that on there with some vegan sour cream and some vegan cheddar shreds, and y'all, it was like a taco.
I will say that I went to Upbeat this week, mm-hmm. which is a bowl restaurant. They make lots of salad bowls and hot bowls and stuff like that, but it's all in a bowl. And I believe they carry meaty, and I believe that I had their crispy vegan chicken there, but it was a buffalo chicken, which Meaty does not offer. I can only assume that if it was indeed meaty, that then Upbeat then placed a batter or a sauce on top of it. So I don't feel like I can say without a doubt that I enjoyed that because it was the meaty cutlet. Like, I've tried the fourth one. I've objectively tried the fourth meaty varietal.
Right, but you...
But they, I can't speak
it was
to
buffaloed
it.
In-house, yeah. So you're not sure.
Right. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
You're good at this.
Oh, thank you.
Well...
Earlier you said I was bad at this.
No, what did I say you were bad at?
You said I'm not cut out for food review. Yeah,
you're not cut out to critique food because you apologize for not liking it.
I was contextualizing. I was saying we didn't like the toppings, but we liked the donut.
I never said you were bad at it, though.
Okay.
I said, just leave the sharp edges to me.
Okay. You are good at it.
Just leave the bite. That's all I have is the bite.
Is that all you
yes.
have?
Yes.
Okay.
I even know how big a cobra is. So on a scale of things that Donnie did, from 0 things that Donnie did mm-hmm. to 10 things that Donnie did. And to be clear, you want the things that Donnie did. You want to eat the things that Donnie did.
Okay.
Whew. How many things that Donnie did do you give the carne asada steak from Meaty?
I'm going to say 4, but let me say why. I think that the price point, first of all, which we didn't discuss in this episode, but we did discuss in both of our previous ones, this stuff's expensive. And billing it as something that's seasoned and then to have it not taste like anything, that's a big letdown, especially at that price point. If something else did that to me but cost a more reasonable amount, it would maybe be a 6. But because of the price, I had to ding it extra.
What if I told you that it was $6?
Yeah, for 3 servings?
Okay.
That's not good.
I think last time we railed on it because it was like $9 or $10. And then I went back and saw that it was $6. I was like, oh.
Oh, because the Google said the average price was $8.
Okay.
So, and for $8, that's not cool, Meaty. Sure. But for $6, I guess I'd bump it up to a 5. Okay. But I'm still not thrilled about it.
All right.
How about you?
I'm going to surprise you.
How many things that Donnie's did?
I'm going to surprise you. So you're at 4 things that Donnie did or 5 things that Donnie did?
I'm going to say 5 because of what you paid.
Okay. I'm going to surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it 7 things that Donnie did.
Go on.
Because, and I'm the biter. I'm the one with the teeth.
Yeah, you're making me look mean, but go on.
You can take this time to prepare your apology. No doubt coming. It's still like a unique experience. It's the worst Meaty. I'll take the worst Meaty over the best Morningstar. I'll take the worst Meaty over the best corn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's still in good graces. It's still more interesting than a lot of these plant-based proteins that we're getting. Because of that, I would try it again. I would try it if you do your thing, and I'm not around to stop you, and you're in your scenario where the only one available, the steak's not available, so you get the carne asada.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I need you to prove that the steak wasn't available.
Right,
you
of course.
Pull up the side. You call the store.
I have photographic evidence.
You get the manager. Well, you could have just taken him out of the thing and then taken the picture and then put him back. Like, I would need to talk to the manager and be like, can you show me on your computer screen that the stock is 0?
What's my motivation pulling everything out to take the picture?
Because you know I'm going to ask about it.
But why would I get the worst one? Why do I want to get the worst one?
You tell me.
Okay.
I can't sort that out when you've already gotten home with it.
I'm sorry. Go.
If there's a different issue at play here, we need to talk about that too.
Okay, well.
I'm just reacting to what you've done.
Yeah, of course, of course.
I'm still going to be up for trying it. I might not do the taco.
Okay.
I might say, are you done? Are we trying to wrap up?
No. Okay. What would you do? You're just insulting my taco. Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm not insulting your taco. I said the taco was me, my problem.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't make your taco.
Right.
Okay, great.
You are so ready for me to just like slice. I'm never going to bite you.
Never, ever.
No, I'm biting the rest of the world.
Okay.
I'm saying I'd be up for exploring other options with this carne asada, but I would never choose it over any of the others.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be more open to it than if you were to bring home corn or a Morningstar.
Gotcha.
Okay. I think that's fair.
Yeah, it is fair.
Okay. And see, you unscathed.
Yeah.
Unscathed. All that fuss, all that worry.
For nothing.
For nothing, baby.
For nothing.
I've called you baby like 4 times.
Have episode. You? Yeah. Okay.
Why? I think we need pet names for each other.
Yeah.
What would your pet name for me be?
Baby.
Okay.
Babe.
I was going to say, one of us should be babe and one of us should be baby.
All right, you can be babe.
I'll be babe.
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 I like it. I like it. Okay. Seven. Seven things that Donnie did.
Nice.
All right, now on to the main event. I'm at Target because it's a weekday. And I'm there to buy a command strip. You know what a command strip is? A command strip is like those adhesive hooks that you stick on the wall.
Yeah.
So I'm there to buy one of those because I was on a secret project to light my wife.
Was this the bedroom?
This project is the bedroom. This is where I delighted. This is the one time I delighted you in the bedroom.
Spoiler, it worked. I'm delighted.
Shot right past. This is the one time that I delighted you in the bedroom. Anyway. I bought some string lights for the bedroom, hung them up.
They're not just string lights. They're like icicle string lights. They hang down behind and the whole wall like lights up with beautiful twinkle lights.
Hung some plants so that there was some green light. Did this while you were at the rink.
Mm-hmm.
So you came home to
just
a different bedroom.
Fairy Wonderland is where I sleep now. It's amazing.
That's right.
It looked incredible.
So I had to get the hooks for that. While I was there, I turn around and I see these space Oreos. So I get excited. But then I see it's blue and pink and a galaxy background. But then it says on it with popping candy.
Five galactic designs and cosmic cream with popping candy.
Instantly, my excitement goes down a little
bit. Vegan red flag.
Because Pop Rocks are not vegan.
Correct. They use lactic acid.
So, but then I turn it over and I look at the ingredients.
It's such a red flag that I asked him, are they vegan?
Yeah.
And he was like, obviously I checked because of the popping candy.
Right.
And it's such a red flag that I checked again.
Yeah, I know.
Before we recorded.
Doesn't need to. So, it's been such a red flag. You would have checked again anyway.
I know, but listener, I want you to know that we're really confident.
Yeah.
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 And I'm pretty excited to eat
this. So let's do this.
Let's do it.
Let's get in. I thought your 2001 song was well-timed and funny.
Thank you. Get you a space Oreo. I told the kid he could have one of these.
Okay, so I think the popping candy is just one piece of popping candy in the middle of one of the cookies.
Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah.
I think,
so I think you've got it.
No, that's cream. Really? I think there's popping candy throughout. Yeah, because I just touched it and it's smeared.
Okay, don't touch your food like that.
Well, it's... Okay, I'm going to take a bite of half and then I'm going to do my break it in half and eat it the other side. It's giving Lucky Charms to me. Ah! It popping. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed.
Oh, whoa. Okay, so...
Okay, I broke
the cream...
Yeah.
The cream is like icing.
The cream tastes like Lucky Charms.
It tastes like cake icing Oreo cream,
mm-hmm.
which turned me off. But these things are popping. I'm hearing it in my eyeballs right now,
mm-hmm.
the level of popping.
So I twisted the second half of it off.
It's fun, dude.
Eating the cookie, and now I'm going to eat the open cream sandwich.
It's fun. I'm having a good time.
I love it.
It's delayed reaction.
I'm obsessed with this. Am I allowed to have this much fun eating a cookie?
Oh, that was fun.
It's been so long since I've had popping candy.
Yeah. It's getting louder.
It pops all over my mouth. I love it. It's such a sensory experience.
It's wild.
Listener, get these. They're so fun and good, and I hope they're not temporary.
Oreo, sell this popping candy.
Hell yeah, I would buy a packet of this.
Yeah, that's a good time. I'm glad I did that.
The way they make it pop, the last ingredient is carbon dioxide, which also feels very space age. They have carbon capture in my Oreo. They're fighting climate change, y'all.
We got a letter?
Dim Sim Kitty writes,
hey!
I fell behind in my podcast listening, just started catching up on the last few episodes. Anyway, Dave's description of who Becky might bump into on the Beltline just made me think of Steak Knife, aka Steaky, gone too soon from our flag means death. She sent a picture in case you don't remember him.
Oh, this is the big burly man that you're trying to plan an escape from, that you've bumped into on your skates.
Yes. Correct. I have to save myself from this guy who, honestly, terrifying.
Yeah.
Then she says, Becky, your knee, crying face. Honestly, it was very dramatic, the way that it swelled up. Also, please enjoy a fun shower. I don't have time very often, but they are so nice.
Oh, yeah. What's the status on that?
Haven't done it.
God damn it. What is your block on doing that?
You made me feel like I did it wrong that last...
Because you did.
Because I... Well, listen to me. I don't like to have things hanging over my head. And when I get in the shower, the thing hanging over my head is my to-do list, washing my bod, if I need to wash my hair, washing my hair. And so I'd like to do those things and then do your thing. And for some reason...
It's wrong.
That's wrong.
It is wrong.
Listener, dim sum kitty.
It is wrong.
Is that wrong? I feel like it's fine to like clear the agenda and then enjoy the hot water. Otherwise, I'm just standing there going, don't forget to wash your hair. Don't forget to wash your bod. Are you going to shave your legs today? I don't know. Let's think about it. Maybe I should because I'm standing under this hot water. It's easier to shave your legs if they've been soaking in water for a minute, etc. It's a lot. I don't need all that. I won't be able to. Yes.
Wouldn't you like to get to a place where you don't have all that?
I just don't think my brain is capable of that.
I believe in you, and I think that by using your current routines and your current habits and your current mindset, you will never break out to a different routine and a different habit and a different mindset. So this is kind of a forced redirection.
But also, I do take hot baths and sit and soak in the hot water.
Listen, you got home from skating. Yeah. Yesterday.
Yes.
We had a date last night.
Yeah, we did.
I had gone for a run. Mm-hmm. Was still in my running clothes because I was going skating myself. Mm-hmm. I was filthy too and needed to clean up. Mm-hmm. It was getting down to the wire. I was about to go take a shower to get ready to clean up. You cut in front of me.
What? You were playing video there. Games.
No, I was not. I was on the phone.
That's right.
You came in, cut me off, got into the bathroom, closed the door, locked it. Took a long ass bath, got out of the bath,
not a care,
and told
in the world.
Our son to get into the shower to get cleaned up so that they didn't have to do it for the sitter. Meanwhile, I'm looking at my watch, starting to stress out.
Maybe it's not me that's wound tight. First of all, we got
this. Is
the sitter was coming at 6:30. It was 4:30 when we got home. There was plenty of time.
Thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod.
Hey,
and,
hey, thank you for the letter.
I was about to do that.
Okay.
And thank you for the letter, Dim Sum Kitty. Do you want to write us a letter? Write us at talkingtofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or you can slide into our DMs, Talking Tofu Pod on Instagram. Becky reads in response to everyone.
I do.
And then do a big favor, make a friend, and then tell that friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. And yet another way that you can support the show is by picking up some merch. Grab yourself a Talking Tofu mug, tea, sticker, and more on our Tee Public shop. teepublic.com/talking-tofu. Again, talking without the G. I can only imagine that people are forgetting to take out the G, and that's why we're not awash in orders right now.
Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. It's probably true.
I'm Line Leader on Instagram and Threads, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
And I am Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads, and you can find my recipes, including lots of ones for tacos, at glueandglitter.com.
Did you make a planner?
Hey, y'all, I made a planner. It's a weekly day planner and meal planner in one. It's undated. It's super cute. Get your life together. You can find information about my weekly planner that is available on my website, glueandglitter.com.
This is like, if your life is not together and you have tried a fun shower and it's still not together and you have not bought this planner, we can't help you.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Get it together.
It's literally all it takes.
Toeheads. It's a bargain. Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All my mouth is still crackling.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.